Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 25th of November? I hope so. Today is the 329th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 36 days remaining until the end of the year, which means it is time to start thinking of your New Year resolution, or resolutions if you are ambitious, and get them to the Sound Kitchen's resolution box. We'll draw your answers out of the box and read them on the air, and if you're one of the lucky ones, you'll get a special RFI prize. This is a big day in French history. It's the day the year-long siege of Paris started in 855. What happened? The Vikings came down from what is today Denmark to sack Paris, as Vikings did. They'd done it before, so Paris, to protect itself from the Norsemen, had built walls around the city. And those walls held. This time, in 855, the Vikings couldn't get in. The Vikings camped outside the walls for almost an entire year. The siege ended when the king finally showed up with the imperial army, a king known as Charles the Fat. Too much French cheese, I guess. His coronation name is Charles III, but he's always referred to as Charles the Fat, much to the amusement of French school children and me. They have a Charles the Bald also, but that's for another day. The Vikings were formidable opponents, as you surely know. It's pretty amazing, the Parisians, because there were only about 200 soldiers. It's amazing they were able to hold them off for so long. The Siege of Paris changed France forever. Unhappy with Charles the Fat, who ended up paying tribute to the Vikings and allowing them to go their merry, looting, and plundering way, Parisians elected Odo, the Count of Paris, who had defended them so well, as king. Then there were interminable wars, I'm making this really short, between the descendants of Odo and the descendants of Fat Charles, and eventually it was the descendants of Odo, the Robertians, who won. That was France's ruling family, under different names, the Capetians, the Valois, and the Bourbons. But they were all descendants of Odo. His family ruled France all the way up to the French Revolution in 1789, and then they came back again and took up the throne in 1840 and ruled until France's last monarch, Louis-Philippe, whose ancestor was Odo, was deposed in 1848, this time marking the end of monarchy in France. We've been a republic since then. Not only did the descendants of Odo rule France until the bitter end, their duchy, the name of the territory they ruled back in 855, was called Francia, which became the name of this country, which I love so well. Et voilà, a simplified French history lesson for you.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz.
The Sound Kitchen.
On October 28th, RFI English journalist Daniel Finnan was in Kenya reporting live on what was going on there that week, specifically that Thursday the 26th. I asked you to write in and tell me why Daniel Finnan was there. What happened in Kenya on Thursday, the 26th of October, and why? The answer is, there was a rerun of the presidential poll. Kenya's Supreme Court annulled the initial August 8th election, citing irregularities and illegalities. The sitting president, Uhuru Kenyatta, had won that election. The main opposition candidate, Raila Odinga, pulled out of the rerun, calling it a sham. Uhuru Kenyatta won the rerun with 98% of the vote. Voter turnout was just under 39%, less than half that recorded in August's vote, according to Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. The winners are RFI Listeners Club members Dr. D.W. Nabi from Middlesex in the UK, Ferhat Bezazel from West Skikta, Algeria, and Dr. Bashir Idine Kore from Accra, Ghana. Dr. Kore sent his answer in a text to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. You can do that too. Amanda will give you the phone number in just a minute. The last two winners are members of official RFI clubs, Mrs. P. Surti from the RFI Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India, and Jobayada Akhtar Jai from the Nilshagor RFI Fan Club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Have you been reading about the recent discovery in Egypt at the Great Pyramid of Giza? An international team of researchers using a technique from the field of particle physics have discovered a huge void within the pyramid. It's roughly 30 meters long. The scientists are calling it a void because they don't know what it is. A tunnel, a burial chamber, a gallery, or ancient engineering designed by the pyramid's architects to lessen the weight on the burial chambers and keep them from collapsing. The jury is out, and there will surely be much debate in the Egyptology world about this so-called void. But my question to you is, during the reign of which pharaoh was the Great Pyramid of Giza built? And when did he reign? Send in the name of the Egyptian pharaoh who built the Great Pyramid of Giza and the dates he ruled. Many thanks to RFI Listeners Club member Sunhil Dungana from Kathmandu, Nepal, for the question. You have until the 18th of December to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 23rd of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
You can also text your quiz answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial plus 33 631 12 96 82. That's plus 33 631 12 96 82. Be sure you include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Jeremy Boucher for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen.
J'étais cool, assis sur un banc, c'était au printemps, il cueille une marguerite.
I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Passionnément, mais à la suite d'une douloureuse déception sentimentale. D'humeur chaleureuse, je devenais brutal. La haine d'un être n'est pas de nos prérogatives. Tchernobyl, tchernodébile, jalousie radioactive. Caroline était une amie, une superbe fille. Je repense à elle, à nous, à nos cornets bannis. À sa boulimie de fraises, de framboises, de myrtilles. À ses délires futiles, à son style pacotille. Je suis las de trêve qui pique ton cœur. Las de trêve qui pique ton cœur. L'as de trêve qui pique ton cœur, Caroline. Comme le trèfle à cherche votre bonheur. Je suis l'homme qui tombe à pique pour prendre ton cœur. Il faut se tenir à carreau, carreau, ce message vient du cœur. Une pyramide de baisers, une tempête d'amitié, une vague de caresses, un cyclone de douceur, un océan de pensées carolines. Je t'ai offert un building de tendresse. J'ai une peur bleue, je suis poursuivi par l'armée rouge. Pour toi j'ai pris des billets verts, il a fallu que je bouge. Pyromane de ton cœur, canadaire de tes frayeurs. Je t'ai offert une symphonie de couleurs. Elle est partie, mazo, avec un vieux macho qu'elle avait rencontré dans une station de métro. Quand je les vois main dans la main fumant le même ego, je sens un pincement dans son cœur mais elle n'ose dire un mot. C'est que je suis l'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur, Caroline. Claude MC prend le microphone, j'enlève de rire à Gamofine. Pour te parler d'une amie qu'on appelle Caroline. Elle était ma dame, elle était ma cam, elle était ma vitamine. Elle était ma drogue, ma dope, ma coke, mon crack, mon amphétamine, Caroline. Actuelle, 20 ans, jeune et jolie. Remets donc le film à l'envers, magnéto de la vie pour elle. Faut-il l'admettre, les larmes ont coulé, hémorragie oculaire. Vive notre amitié, du passé, du présent, je l'espère, du futur. Je suis passé pour être présent dans ton futur. La vie est un jeu de cartes, Paris un casino. Je joue les rouges, cœur, carreau. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur, carreau. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur, Caroline. Je suis l'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur, Caroline.